Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So forget about shark attacks. Now it's lightning and riptides that have us afraid of the beach. Let's assess these dangers. You heard some of the stories, right? We've had them on our newscast at the top of the hour. On Saturday, Akira Johnson, age 10, swept out to sea off Coney Island. Her body hasn't been found. Friday, off Long Beach, 22-year-old man drowned. His body was recovered. His 19-year-old friend who was swimming with him is still missing. Another 29-year-old man drowned off Long Beach on Saturday. Friday night, a 23-year-old man disappeared in the waters off Jacob Riis Park in Queens. And 12 people in the region were struck by lightning over the weekend. On Sunday in Sandy Hook, and we're going to talk to the chief lifeguard there in just a minute, 38-year-old man from Elizabeth struck by lightning right on the beach. And on Sunday, five men huddled under a tree in a park in Hicksville, Long Island, during a soccer game, were struck. Two more on Colton Court Beach in Cape May. Our guest is Tom McLaughlin, chief lifeguard at the Sandy Hook unit of the Gateway National Recreation Area. Thanks for coming on, Tom. Thanks for joining us. Tom McLaughlin, can you hear us?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Thanks for coming on. I'm sorry under these circumstances. Now, you were Sandy Hook is where this poor man was struck by lightning, right?
Yes, he was on a fishing beach at B Lot at Sandy Hook, yes.
How unusual is that? I mean, people say don't go under a tree, but they don't say don't sit on the beach.
Well, unfortunately, you know, lightning will have a tendency to strike something that's higher in the region where it's going to strike. So on a beach with no landmarks that are very high, you know, a person standing becomes, you know, the highest thing on the beach. So
maybe it's a silly question to ask if there's a policy with respect to clearing a beach when a thunderstorm is coming in. I mean, obviously, when the rain comes, people run off the beach anyway. But is there a safety policy around that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a policy. We monitor broadcasts from NOAA with regards to weather. Our park dispatchers are receiving weather alerts all the time, and then they pass it over, you know, along the radios to all of the patrolmen, lifeguards, even maintenance, resource management people. And then the lifeguard staff, when we also use visual monitoring and experience of our beach supervisors to make the call. And it is difficult sometimes because we know it's coming, you know, like I said, based on experience. But it isn't raining yet, and people have a reluctance to leave the beach and pack up all the stuff. And, you know, but the safest place you can be is in either a building or your car, really, is a very, very safe place to be in a lightning storm. So we clear the people off the beach, and, you know, they head to their cars. Many people leave, you know, with the, because obviously, you know, most of the time a rainstorm is following, so.
We don't have much time for this, but we can take a few phone calls if anybody has them for the chief lifeguard at the Sandy Hook unit of the Gateway National Recreation Area, Tom McLaughlin, 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729, 646-SPUDRAY. Tom, it seems to me that we're hearing more about riptides this year than any summer I can remember. Is something different in the water?
Well, we did have that hurricane stalled out in the middle of the ocean there, and that did kick up the surf for, more than a week. We had numerous rescues, here during that time, and above average, you know, for, you know, this time of year. And, that caused many rip current situations and just increased the wave height and, you know, for people to get in trouble and, you know, have to be rescued.
Technically, what is a riptide or a rip current?
Rip current occurs when wind and surf conditions cause there to be a buildup of surf along the shoreline in close. And then, you know, obviously that water has to go somewhere and it breaks back out. And it depends upon the contour of the bottom and the contour of the beach, but it'll break out in one narrow area. And it's very easy to see because it had been breaking surf, so it's mixed, there's air bubbles mixed to it. So it's discolored, it's lighter. in color, and but it's really only can be as narrow as maybe 10 yards and as wide as maybe like 30 yards, and you know, the water is rushing out in that area. So if you unfortunately are in that rip current, you're going to be being pulled out into deeper water.
If you're in the water, is there any early warning sign that what you're in could become a deadly rip current?
It's difficult when you're in the water. It's easy to observe it from the beach. When you're in the water, basically what you're going to feel as you're trying to swim to shore is that you're losing ground. You know, you're trying to swim, you know, towards the shore, and you're being pulled out. And if you are aware what a rip current is, you know, if you just relax and not panic and swim parallel to the shore, like I said, the current itself, the rip current itself is not that wide. And you'd be out of the rip current, and, you know, you could return to shore.
So if you find yourself caught in a rip current, swim parallel to it or parallel to the shore?
No, parallel to the shoreline.
Yeah.
Because it is moving perpendicular. It is moving out. So you want to swim parallel to the shoreline. Then you'll feel yourself, you know, not being pulled out anymore. And like I said, it's very important not to panic, you know, to relax.
Right.
If you feel you're getting tired, just, you know, float for a minute. Obviously, alert lifeguards. It's always, you know, the best advice I could give to anybody would be to swim near a lifeguard because they are trained to see this occurrence before, maybe some, you know, sometimes before the person is even realizes he's in trouble or she's in trouble.
So in these cases, lifeguards at Long Beach and these other places didn't spot them.
Well, they may have spotted them and were swimming out, you know, to get them. And, you know, at that point, the person.
I don't mean possibly. The person. I mean, you were saying that from the beach, a trained lifeguard could see a rip current before it gets any person?
Yes. Usually it's very noticeable. So, like I said, it's the color of the water is lighter and, mm-hmm. you know, it's and you can sort of see the water moving out.
Yeah. Amicel and
sometimes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Sometimes they pop up so quickly, though, where in some areas there are so many of them at once that, you know, as even a good trained lifeguard is you know, maybe going to rescue a person in another one, and you know, someone gets in trouble in an adjacent one. You know?
Anna Sell, did I say your name right, in Asbury Park?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm actually from Howell. I'm calling you because I knew the man that was struck by lightning, to her family friend. And from my understanding and talking to the family, it seems like the storm came on really quickly, and they were actually packing up to leave when the accident happened. So I was just wondering how fast the storm came along.
Tom?
Yes, this came along very, very quickly. You know, sometimes you can see them in the distance, and you sort of see the track, and it's coming. And like I said, we... You know, on the guarded beaches, we you know, start clearing the beaches earlier. This family was, I understand, by witnesses' accounts, they were exiting the beach. They were on their way off, and you know, unfortunately, were you know caught by the rapidly moving storm.
You mean
it
really is a tragedy. And Anicel, since you knew the family, my sympathies to you, and certainly anybody else. Who was close to the victim. But I actually don't understand what you just said. If they were leaving, you mean the individual wasn't in the water when the, the individual wasn't, oh, I see, this was the lightning victim. The individual wasn't just lounging around on the beach. They were getting ready to go.
Yes, the witnesses on the beach said, yes, they were walking, you know, walking towards the parking lot where the car was parked, and they were on the beach, you know, collecting their belongings and exiting the beach when, you know, the unfortunate occurrence of getting struck.
Annette in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Annette.
Hello. I'm a senior citizen, but I was born in Brighton Beach and grew up there and in Coney Island and later on in Long Beach. And we always were aware of the undertow. Can you tell me if that's the same thing as what they now call the riptide?
Yes. I think that basically, you know, they are the same thing. Undertow originally had a more general connotation that it was all the rushing water every time the wave crashed and came in. But I think when people used to talk about a real bad undertow, I suspect that they were referring to what we now call a rip current.
Celia in Forest Hills, we have about 20 seconds for you.
Hi. My question is why there isn't more signage on the beach. I don't think people understand the flag system of red for dangerous surf, orange for semi-dangerous surf, and green for safe surf. It doesn't seem like people really understand how dangerous the day was over the past few weeks.
You mean when those flags are up, and I was just at Orchard Beach last week, and the flags were up, I saw red flags. That was indicating a water danger level as opposed to just this is the end of the area where you're supposed to swim? Tom?
No, at our beach, we don't use that system. Our red flags do mark the end of the guarded beach. We don't use the system of the red, yellow, green. Basically, our waters are, you know, always open, and the lifeguards are on duty. If we were to have absolutely severe hurricane surf or something like that, the park would more than likely be closed.
I see. So some beaches do and some beaches don't use that color-coded system.
Right. That's all an individual. It's not even a statewide, you know, or certainly not a national. One thing that we do have at Gateway at Sandy Hook, we have rip current warnings as informational signs at the every single path going down to the beach that
right.
If people wanted to, you know, get some information on rip currents, they are available right there at every access to
Tom McLaughlin, Chief Lifeguard at Sandy Hook. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.